listening.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Iggy Pop.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Philip Selway's Finest Hour.
Hello and welcome to the show.
My name is Philip Selway, and I'm sitting in this week for Guy Garvey as he finishes up his tour Down Under with Elbow in Australia and New Zealand. Now, just opened the show with a Talking Heads song, Cross-Eyed and Painless, from their masterpiece album, Remain in Light. And I'm in Radiohead, and we borrowed our band name from a Talking Heads song, actually. Fortunately, they've not asked for it back yet. So, moving on to the next track. This is a song from The Meters. It's called Just Kiss My Baby. And as a drummer, I've always got more than half an ear open to other tub thumpers. And there's none funkier than Zigaboo Model East, the drummer on this track. So here it is. It's The Meters.
Just kiss my baby.
so good. That is so good. That was The Meters and Just Kiss My Baby. Now, for the next couple of hours, one of the things that I want to do is play music by bands and artists that I've had the very good fortune to either perform with or share a bill with over the past couple of decades. And the first one is Massive Attack. We, as Radiohead, just after we'd released OK Computer back in 1997, we played a show at the RDS Arena in Dublin, and we were petrified. It was absolutely massive. Also on the bill were Massive Attack, and it's, you know, kind of one of my favourite bands. But the sense of the occasion unfortunately means you don't actually take in their performance. But it was one of those weeks. It got us ready. We did the show, which was amazing to do, and it was just ahead of the weekend before playing at Glastonbury Festival, and which changed things quite a lot for us. So this song, well, this band very much bound up in that whole time for me. It's a song called Teardrop, and I remember when I first heard it being absolutely blown away by it. And I've heard it so many times in between, as I'm sure we all have, but it's a song that still really, really affects me every time I hear it. So here it is. This is Massive Attack and Teardrop. That was Massive Attack and Teardrop. Next up is another band that appeared on the same bill as. Again, it was on a Radiohead tour back in 2006 as we were preparing for In Rainbows. This band is a band from San Francisco called Deerhoof. This week they just released a new album called La Isla Bonita, and one of the shows I remember in particular with them was a show in San Diego, which was notable because evidently, allegedly, there was a sighting of a UFO over the stage as we were playing. Well, there you go. So this is for any of the extraterrestrial listeners out there today. It's a song called, rather jaunty title, Doom. This is Deerhoof.
I am a key of life, who we were, are, and can be.
A key to let your imagination fly.
A key to empathy.
Every wonder in word, sound, and thought.
A key to knowledge, learning, sharing, love.
A key for pleasure, for freedom.
For there are vaults to explore, treasures to find.
Minds to set free.
Opened by me. A simple key.
Your library.
Unlock your curiosity as Six Music celebrates libraries.
This week on BBC Radio 6 Music.
BBC Radio
6 Music.
This is Philip Selway.
Hello. My next track up is from Lisa Germano. I was lucky enough to work with Lisa on my first solo record, Familial. I'd met her down in New Zealand back in 2001 on a project Neil Finn put together called Seven Worlds Collide. And she's just been such a big influence on me as a songwriter and as a singer. She's just has an incredible collection of records, and it's always an absolute treat listening to her music. And so this song is called From a Shell. It's from her album Lullaby for Liquid Pig.
And the earth spins round while the people fall down, and the world stands still, not a sound. It's the buzz, it's the buzz, it's the buzz. It's the buzz, it's the buzz, I wish I was. It's the buzz, it's the buzz, with the most fuzz. From a little shell at the bottom of the sea, with the earth and the moon and the sun above me. But the world fell down with some people still around. There is love to be found. With the gods all gone and the souls making sounds. In the worst way, in the worst way, in the worst way. It's the buzz, it's the buzz, it's the buzz. It's the buzz, it's the buzz, I wish I was. It's the buzz, it's the buzz, with the most fun. The earth and the moon and the sun around me. There is love, there is love. It's a buzz, it's a buzz, it's a buzz. It's the buzz, it's the buzz, I wish I was.
That was Lisa Germano and From a Shell. Now, each week, Don Letts selects a piece of Crucial Vinyl. That's an album that has inspired him and shaped his taste in music. This week, he's picking a record by pioneering German band Kraftwerk, and it's their 1977 release, Trans-Europe Express, which leads me very nicely into my next record, actually. This is Kraftwerk. Again, a band which played on the same bill as, which was on a South American tour back in 2009. It was absolutely amazing watching them play every night on these large stages with amazing sound system. And I've got a very strong memory of the end of that tour, where we ended up in Chile. And we all went out to a club together, you know, all of us in Radiohead and Kraftwerk, and hitting the dance floor with Ralph from Kraftwerk, and he's got some moves. Anyway, this song is called The Robots. It's from their 1978 album, Man Machine.
Я твой слуга, я твой работник.
For Six Music News.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
The BBC News at 2:30. I'm Claire Ronacres. The Queen has led ceremonies to honour members of British and Commonwealth armed forces who've fallen in conflict. Members of the royal family joined political leaders in laying wreaths at the Cenotaph in London. Thousands of veterans then took part in a march past the monument. Our correspondent Sarah Campbell says this year's events are particularly significant.
It is, of course, a very important year, a particularly poignant year, the centenary of the outbreak of the First World War, but there are other key milestones, 70 years since the D-Day landings, and, of course, the last combat troops left Afghanistan just in the last month.
Acts of remembrance have been taking place in Edinburgh, Belfast and Cardiff and in towns across Britain as well as in other parts of the world. The US military is trying to establish whether or not the leader of Islamic State was killed in an airstrike on a convoy in northern Iraq. It's thought several IS commanders were in the vehicles which were attacked near Mosul. Former NATO commander Rear Admiral Chris Parry thinks IS or ISIL will be finished in a military capacity pretty soon.
ISIL cannot operate in the way they want to with their heavy artillery in the presence of airstrikes. And I'm pretty confident that militarily ISIL will be defeated pretty soon. There are no states out there supporting them. And I think very soon we'll find that they'll morph into something else.
Four people have been taken to hospital after the cross-channel ferry they were on hit a harbour wall in Dover. Passengers and crew were evacuated from the ship, which is operated by Dover Seaways. The fall of the Berlin Wall 25 years ago has been marked in a series of concerts, street parties and ceremonies in the German capital. The Chancellor, Angela Merkel, who was raised in East Germany, led the celebrations at one event near what remains of the boundary that divided the democratic West from the communist East. And the people of Catalonia in northeastern Spain are voting in an informal poll on independence. The Spanish Prime Minister says the vote will have no effect. That's Six Music News. More from me at 3:30.
This is Six Music.
Six Music.
BBC Radio Six Music.
BBC Radio.
Philip Selway.
Six Music.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." Said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." And the colored girls go doo 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 doo. Never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." I said, "Hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side." Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, "Hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side." I said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." All right. Ha! Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was Jim Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that patch. I said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." I said, "Hey honey, take a walk on the wild side." And the colored girls say, "Doo doo 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 doo."
Lou Reed and Walk on the Wild Side from his 1972 album Transformer. As a teenager, I had a cassette which on one side of it had the Velvet Underground, the Andy Warhol album, and Transformer on the other side of it, and practically wore it out. That music just defined so much of my adolescence, I think. It was a window on a world which going on in New York, which was just a million miles away from my experience in growing up in Oxfordshire. And wet behind the ears and slightly wide-eyed, lots of confusing things came through in those songs for me, but they still pack a punch all these years later. Now, recently, Guy did a strand on how backing vocalists made the songs. I think Walk on the Wild Side is probably a very good example of that. That was a vocal group called, brilliant name, Thunder Thighs. And this next track, it's from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Now, the Dapettes are the backing singers, and they're an absolute treat. I recently got to perform one of my own songs with the Dap Kings. It was on The Tonight Show in New York. And the backing singers, it's Saundra Williams and, in this instance, Star Duncan. But just an amazing band, the Dap Kings. And with Sharon Jones, she's an absolute force of nature. She used to be a prison officer at Rikers Island. And, yep, you do what she tell you to do. But I recently saw them first at Shepherd's Bush Empire back in the summer, and then at Bristol Colston Hall. But the most electrifying and life-affirming performances, really. And so if you get the chance to go and see them, please do, because it's brilliant. This song is called You'll Be Lonely. It's Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. That was Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, and the song was You'll Be Lonely. Next up, I have a song from Killing Joke. It's a song that actually, I think, made me want to become a drummer. One of those first songs, and I annoyed people, my family in particular, just drumming on tables to this one and just generally air drumming. It's a song called Follow the Leaders. It's from 1981. And if you like Killing Joke, Mark Riley this week has got an old Peel session, which he'll be playing out over the week of Killing Joke from that year. So this is Killing Joke and Follow the Leaders.
The FA Cup on the BBC.
He curves it round Mark Radcliffe's desk. Nice little 1-2 pass, Gideon.
He nutmegs Lamo, and again, and again, and again, and once more.
And he trick shots it past Lauren Laverne.
Nice little 1-2 past Riley.
And it's off the speaker and in!
Get carried away with the cup.
Goal in the FA Cup, and just look at the celebration.
The FA Cup, back and bigger than ever on the BBC. A full roundup of all the weekend's action tonight from 6:30 on BBC Two and BBC Two HD.
This is Philip Selway
on BBC Radio
Six Music.
Hello, and this track coming up now is from Martin Simpson. I actually got to play with Martin on his album True Stories, played drums on a couple of tracks on that record. But the track I'm going to play is from the album before that, is called Prodigal Son. This is a song called Never Any Good. And it's, you know, Martin's incredible guitar playing underpins it all, but it's just a wonderful song. And also on this one, it's the vocal, backing vocal from Kate Rusby as well, who, I mean, her voice just makes me melt. So, I mean, a great combination to have on one track. So here it is. This is Martin Simpson and Never Any Good.
You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. Not steady enough for the office, not hard enough for the hard. You'd rather be riding in the wood or going fishing with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money, you couldn't even hold a job. When your grammar school days were over, it was 1917, and you did the right and proper thing. You were just 18. You were never mentioned in dispatches. You never mentioned what you did or saw. You were just another keen young man in the mud and stink of war. You came home from the Great War with the pips of a captain's rank, a German officer's Luger, and no money in the bank. Your family sent you down the coal mine to learn to be captain there, but you didn't stand it very long. You needed the light in the air. Oh, you were never any good with money. Couldn't even hold a job. Not steady enough for the office, not hard enough for the hard. You'd rather be watching the fullness fly or fishing with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money. Couldn't even hold a job. When the Second War came along, you knew what should be done. You would re-enlist to teach young men the booby trap and the gun. And they sent you home to Yorkshire with a crew and a Lewis gun, so you could save your seaside town from the bombers of the Hun. And when my mother came, baby in her arms, her big hurt boy just 9 years old, trying to keep her from harm. If you'd have been a practical man, you would have been forewarned. You would have seen that it never could work, and I would have never been born. There's no proper work in your seaside town, so you come here looking for a job. You were storming at the power station just before I came along. Nobody talked about how you quit, but I know that's what you did. My mother said you were a selfish man, and I was your selfish kid. You were never any good with money. Couldn't even hold a job. Not steady enough for the office, not hard enough for the heart. And you know it was soon gone, along with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. You showed me Eyebright and Edgerow, Speedwell and Traveller's Joy. You showed me how to use my eyes when I was just a boy. And you taught me how to to love a song, and all you knew of nature's ways, the greatest gifts I have ever known, and I use them every day. Oh, you were never any good with me. Couldn't even hold a job, not steady enough for the office, maybe not hard enough for the heart. You'd rather be riding in Norton, going fishing with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money, you couldn't even hold a job.
That was Martin Simpson and Never Any Good with the wonderful Kate Rusby singing backing vocals. This week, a book has just been published called Remembered for a While. It's a book about one of my favourite artists, Nick Drake, put together by his sister, Gabrielle Drake. It's kind of a treasury of all things Nick Drake. And I'd like to play a song off his second album, Brighter Later. This is one of my favourite tracks off that record. And this is called One of These Things First.
I could have been a sailor, I could have been a cook, a real life lover, could have been. Could have been a signpost, could have been a clock, as simple as a kettle, steady as a rock. I could be here and now, I would be, I should be, but how? I could have been but what are these things first? I could have been but what are these things first? I could have been your pillow, could have been your dog. I could have stayed beside you, could have stayed for more. I could have been your statue, could have been your friend. A whole long lifetime could have been. Could be oh so true. I would be, I should be through and through. I could have been, but what are these things first? I could have been. Simple.
as a gutter, steady as a rock. I could be different here. I would be, I should be, so near. I could have been.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
That was Pearl Jam and Better Man. I'm Philip Selway, and that song has so many good memories for me. Earlier on in the show, when I was playing Lisa Germano, I was talking about the Seven Worlds Collide project that Neil Finn put together back in 2001 down in New Zealand. And for me, I hadn't played outside Radiohead at that point. And to go and be part of something where you end up playing with Johnny Marr or Eddie Vedder, it was just an amazing experience. So as I say, so many good memories from that. And I do remember that song in particular, playing that with Eddie Vedder. And over the end of it, he started singing my favourite Beat song ever, actually, Save It For Later. And it was just, I was in musical heaven. So next song, I have something from Captain Beefheart. It's a song called Sun Zoom Spark. And you hear all these rumours about the Magic Band sessions, where they're all locked away for 14 hours a day just playing, surviving on a cup of beans every day. Very much like a Radiohead session, actually. So here it is, Captain Beefheart and Sun Zoom Spark.
Nothing makes it move from the bottom to the top. Does it start at the bottom or does it start at the top?
Mega Johnny from Dart. Sun Zoom Spark, Sun Zoom Spark.
Now which hand's got it? Bottom or the top? Neither hand's got it. It's just got it. Hope it don't stop.
Magnet drop deep from dark. Sun Zoom Spark, Sun Zoom Spark.
Once it start, I don't care who you are, what size you are,
I'll magnetize you. Magnet draw day from dark. Sends them a spark, sends them a spark.
It goes every which way, once it start. Does it start at the bottom or does it start at the top?
And draw day from dog. Sun Zoom Spark, Sun Zoom Spark. Ah, don't let it get away. I'm gonna zip up my guitar. And when I've gone too far, I'm gonna zip down my guitar. Day from dark. Sun Zoom Spark, Sun Zoom Spark.
Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band, Sun Zoom Spark. Now, if you're having withdrawal symptoms from Guy Garvey today, can I suggest you listen to his Desert Island Discs? It's on the Desert Island Discs archive, if you've not listened to it already. It's amazing. And one of the songs that he chose was a Joni Mitchell song called A Case of You, which is from the album Both Sides Now, where it was released in 2000 and saw Joni Mitchell singing some kind of classic jazz songs with an orchestral backing, but also revisiting a couple of her own songs. And the other track off that record, which was her own, was Both Sides Now, which was originally on Clouds. And it's the track that gave the album its title. So this is Both Sides Now off Both Sides Now.
Rolls and flows of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feathers passed everywhere. Looked at clouds that way. But now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. Moons and Junes and fairies' wheels, the dizzy dancing way that you feel, as every fairy tale comes through. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. And you leave them laughing when you go. And if you can, don't let me know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions that I recall. I really don't know love. Really don't know love at all. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds. I've looked at life that way. Oh, but now, old friends, they're acting strange. And they shake their heads and they tell me that I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living. I recall, I really don't know life at all. That I recall, I really don't know life. I really don't know life at all.
They were the first and only band that I've ever stage dived to. The Castle Geeks were just really energetic, and if you stood anywhere within 10 feet of the stage, you were likely to be hit by a flying DM. Experience Carter, the Unstoppable Sex Machine's Intimate and Farewell live session with me, Steve Lamack, right now at the Six Music website.
Plus tonight, be part of our online conversation with the band as they take control of Six Music. With your help and suggestions, they'll be curating the ultimate Carter-inspired playlist live. Don't miss Carter, the Unstoppable Sex Machine, on Now Playing. Tonight at 6 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
BBC Radio
6 Music.
This is Philip Selway.
I'm sure that ident drew you out of your reverie after Joni Mitchell. That was the very beautiful version of Both Sides Now. Recently, I've been doing lots of interviews for my second solo record, Weatherhouse. And one question that keeps on coming up is about a Radiohead record, actually, called The Bends, which is our second record. And people are picking up on the fact it's just coming up to 20 years since we recorded it and released it. And I keep being asked for memories of doing it. It's very, very hazy. But the one thing that I do remember from it was when we were touring the record and we were invited to open for REM. And so we toured with them in the States, we toured with them around Europe, but we just had the most amazing experience with them. They took us under their wing. We learnt so much from touring with them. And so this song is called Begin the Begin. It's off Life's Rich Pageant. And so here it is, REM.
I found it.
REM and Begin the Begin. Before that record, I mentioned my record, my own record, Weatherhouse, without it sounding like a shameless plug. I'm going to play a track by Adam, who produced that record for me. He and Quinta joined me for most of last year recording, and it was an absolutely fantastic year. And he's somebody who I've been a fan of, well, of his own music for a long time now. He released a record in 2006 called Love and Other Planets, and this track that I'm going to play, Launch Yourself, was off that. And I'm very excited, actually, because I've heard music that he's been working on over this past year too, and for all Adam fans, I'm sure they'll be very pleased to know that actually he's got an amazing record coming along. So this is Adam and Launch Yourself.
I've been trying, fixing the problem. You press the button to launch yourself while I was outside. I heard a spark ignite.
Adam and Launch Yourself. I'm Philip Selway and I'm sitting in for Guy Garvey, and I couldn't come on to this show without playing the great man himself. It would seem rude, and he would seem too modest to actually play himself on his own show. So this is a song from Elbow, and for me this is very much bound up in a night back in 2012, going back to the Olympics, thinking of the closing ceremony, and managed to actually find some tickets for the closing ceremony, which I went to with my wife, and we left with, you know, wallets that were considerably lighter, unable to feed or clothe the kids for about a year, but it was worth it. And for me, I think the standout musical moment really was Elbow, and they did this version of One Day Like This. Straight after the closing ceremony for the Olympics, we went on holiday. We drove overnight down to Cornwall, and I remember very vividly driving over Bodmin Moor, kind of as the sun was coming up, and I still had One Day Like This ringing in my ears. And it was the perfect accompaniment to that moment. So here it is. This is Elbow and One Day Like This.
Yeah.
And now it's time for the Six Music News.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
The BBC News at 3:30. I'm Claire Ronacres. The Queen has led remembrance services across the country and abroad, laying a wreath at the Cenotaph in central London. Millions of people observed a two-minute silence in commemoration of soldiers who've died in conflict. Dave Henson lost both his legs in Afghanistan 3 years ago. He says Remembrance Sunday is always poignant, and especially so this year.
When the veterans, the amputees, came back from World War One, they were sort of shut away in hospitals, and the care was very different then, and there were reports of women fainting in the street if one of the soldiers went out without their prosthetic leg on because of the sight, and it was so horrific that they couldn't take it and they would faint in the streets. Whereas nowadays I walk around in shorts all the time because they're more comfortable, and it's because people can see. I'm actually quite proud of my war wounds.
There are reports that a British man was involved in a suicide bombing in Baghdad, in which a senior Iraqi police official and at least eight others died. He's been named as Kabir Ahmed from Derby. The Foreign Office says it's investigating. The former Labour leader, Lord Kinnock, has defended Ed Miliband amid continuing reports that some in the party want him to stand down. Mr Miliband is to give a speech tomorrow, warning that leaving the European Union would threaten British jobs. Lord Kinnock insisted that Mr Miliband's position was not in jeopardy.
The so-called threat is certainly not substantial, not only because all of the sources, so-called, of the threat are common in their anonymity and cowardice, and as far as I can see, their tendency towards political suicide, but because there's no real substance.
Police have said that a cyclist who was found dead on the A24 near Dorking in Surrey was hit by a car. Police are appealing for witnesses to help them trace the vehicle involved. Tens of thousands of people in the German capital are celebrating the fall of the Berlin Wall 25 years ago. The country's Chancellor, Angela Merkel, said the fall of the wall proved that dreams can come true. That's Six Music News. More at 4:30.
This is Six Music.
Six Music.
BBC Radio Six Music.
BBC Radio.
Philip Selway.
Six Music.
Thank you.
That was Ingenue by my potty-mouthed bandmate Tom York and his other band Atoms for Peace. I went to see Atoms for Peace at the Roundhouse in London last year, and it was an absolute revelation for me, actually. Having spent the past couple of decades sat behind Tom when we're playing live, watching his backside, to actually get out front and see what the fuss was about. It was amazing. Great band and a mock. Excellent album. So next up I have a track from Spiritualized. It's going back to 1998, their album Ladies and Gentlemen, We Are Floating in Space. And with that record, they actually came out touring with Radiohead. And actually one show that I remember in particular, it wasn't with us, but it was on that tour. They did a show at the top of the World Trade Center. Now, this was a couple of years before the attacks on the Twin Towers, but it's probably the most incongruous location for a Spiritualized show, really, because you had them doing their thing, but it was just surrounded by everybody who was just coming off the trading floor in their suits. But somehow that contrast worked, and it was an incredibly memorable show. Anyway, this song is called Come Together, and it's by Spiritualized. That was Spiritualized and Come Together. Well, I'm Philip Selway, and I've spoken a bit about on this show earlier about the Seven Worlds Collide project that I was involved with Neil Finn down in New Zealand. And, well, here's a song from the man himself. This is one that we played, and it was, we called it the player's favourite. It was so much, we got so much out of playing this song. It was off his first solo record called Dry Whistling This, and this song is She Will Have Her Way. Neil Finn and She Will Have Her Way. This next track is from a band called Eves. Now, I'm going to be out touring next year around Europe and the UK in February. And this is a band that I'm actually trying to talk into coming out to play with me at the moment. Eves themselves, it's actually a 22-year-old singer-songwriter called Joseph Lyons from Leeds. And these tracks have been up on SoundCloud, just something is really arresting about them. This song is called As Old As the Grave, and it's Eve's.
Food misery is churning the ground up, as old as the grave, as old as a grave. And food misery is churning the ground up, as old as a grave, as old as a grave. Father, you're drunk. Easy now, only the bottle sees your best and worst. Mother, an ocean is raining down, still your garden dies from thirst. And you lay yourself down, a bullet to the brain. Devil's moon, I find comfort in the dirt. I don't get down, no, I check in the dreaming last hour. And you lay yourself down.
That was Eve's and As Old As the Grave.
I am a key of life. Who we were, are, and can be.
Six Music.
This Friday afternoon, Stuart McConey and me, Mark Radcliffe, will be live from Manchester's Central Library.
A key to let your imagination fly.
A key to empathy.
A key to knowledge, learning, love.
With Everything Everything, Guy Garvey, Bernard Sumner and Edwin Collins exploring the power of word, song and...
Shh. What?
Just getting that cliche out of the way, because we'll be making a lot of noise.
There are vaults to explore, treasures to find,
minds to set free.
Opened by me, a simple key.
Your library.
Unlock your curiosity as Six Music celebrates libraries.
Friday afternoon at 1 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
This is Philip Selway.
On BBC Radio
6 Music.
Now, one of the best drummers, I think, to air drum to is John Bonham. This next track is from Led Zeppelin. It's off Led Zeppelin 4, one of my favourite albums, and it's one that no matter how many times I listen to it, I'm convinced it is going to fall apart. But you always have it there at the centre of it, John Bonham's drumming, just rock solid and just marshalling everything, all the chaos that's going on around it. So this is Black Dog by Led Zeppelin.
Hey, hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Led Zeppelin and Black Dog. Well, I'm very nearly at the end for today. Thank you for listening to me prattle on for the past couple of hours. I hope you've enjoyed the music. And normal service will be resumed next week with Guy Garvey. Guy will be taking listeners on a celebratory tour of Manchester's oldest libraries, so listen out for that. This final song, it's a Tim Buckley song. I'm ashamed to say I didn't realise it was his song for ages. It's one that Tom, my bandmate, used to sing. Well, he did a cover of it. He used to sing it in rehearsals and sound checks. And I thought, wow, that's such a Tom song. That's so lovely. Eventually found out it was a Tim Buckley song. It's a wonderful one for a Sunday. Have a great Sunday. Have a great week and take care. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Philip Selway, and this one is Sing a Song for You by Tim Buckley.
In my heart is where I long for you. In my smile I search for you each time. You turn and run away, I cry inside. My silly way, just too young to know anymore. In my world, the devil dances and dares to leave my soul just anywhere until I find peace in this world. I'll sing a song everywhere I can, just too young to know anymore. The wind covers me cold. There's starry skies all around my eyes, far behind the city moons, well worthy of the people there. Oh, the sun sing a song for you, just to help your day along. Let me sing a song for you, one I've known so very long. Oh, please, could you find the time